This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Kayla Hope Tindall faces multiple charges of obtaining property by false pretenses as well as child abuse. The Tabor City area woman was arrested Thursday after allegedly using a woman's Cash App without permission. She was also charged with child abuse after neglecting to get medical assistance for her 8-month-old boy. Tindall reportedly missed a doctor's appointment with the child because she was smoking crack, according to the sheriff's report. The child was later admitted to New Hanover with an infection and a broken foot. We have much more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Local Hurricane Helene relief donations are on hold as distribution centers are getting backed up out west. Reverend Dave Heller said yesterday in a social media post that the local outpouring has been tremendous, that distribution centers in the mountains are trying to move out some of their stock before they bring some more in. The local donation center that's at the new Black's Tire facility, it's the old Quality Ford on Madison Street in Weibel, will likely reopen next week as supplies get cleared out and the recovery continues. He asked that cash donations and prayers still be lifted up for what is going to be a very long recovery period. State officials said yesterday that 93 people have been confirmed dead so far from Hurricane Helene's path through the North Carolina mountains. The number of missing is still being tallied. Volunteers are being recruited via the State Department of Public Safety website as well as a number of private organizations. Some of the biggest skills that are in need right now are chainsaw crews and operators with wood splitters to head out west. There's thousands of damaged trees that will need to be cut for firewood in areas where power and gas are still lacking as the colder weather starts. You only have today, tomorrow, and Sunday to enjoy the Columbus County Agricultural Fair. Tonight is the ever-popular Diaper Derby on the main stage at 6 p.m. Your little racers can be registered at the main stage just before the competition. The Children's Tractor Show is at 7 o'clock at the Tobacco Barn. Gates open at 4 for general admission today and at 1 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Conventional deer season begins tomorrow for Columbus County and most of North Carolina. Hunters are urged to practice basic safety and always wear that safety orange and make sure you know what's behind your target before you pull the trigger. Hunters must have permission to be on private property, even to recover dogs or deer, and hunting from roadsides is prohibited without permission of the adjoining landowners. An historic marker honoring the Waccamaw Siouan tribe will be officially dedicated tomorrow at the Tribal Center on Old Lake Road. The ceremony is set for 10 a.m. The marker is the latest to be erected by the state, memorializing North Carolina's native nations. Western Prong Baptist Church is going to have homecoming dinner on the ground Sunday after the 10:30 a.m. service. The church has worship every Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30. Western Prong is located at Peacock Road and US 701 between Weifel and Clarkton. Antioch Baptist Church will host revival services Sunday through Wednesday. Sunday service begins at 6, all others start at 7. Antioch is located at 1463 Antioch Church Road in Weibel. Transformation Church and Milk and Form Ministries are going to host services and Family Fun Day this Sunday at Weibel's Nolan Park. Worship starts at 10 a.m. Afterwards, there will be music, food, games, and a whole lot more. Transformation is also holding a sidewalk service October 20th at 6 p.m. in the alleyway in downtown Weibel. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.